You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reported a record 766 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 4 deaths as the state government announces fully vaccinated residents will be allowed to return home from New South Wales from next week. Wednesday's caseload marks the highest daily increase in cases for the state since the start of the pandemic, surpassing the 725 recorded in August 2020. Premier Daniel Andrews says Victorians in New South Wales who return a negative COVID-19 test and have had both doses of a vaccine can apply to return home from September the 30th, but they will have to isolate for 2 weeks.
But it's essentially home quarantine with, if you've double vaxxed and you've got a negative test within 3 days of coming home, then that all begins on the 30th, and those several thousand, we believe, those several thousand Victorians that are in Sydney that are from Melbourne or from Victoria will be able to return home. That's a big step forward. It's been, I know, a real inconvenience and a real challenge for those people and their families.
Victoria's building sector is lobbying the state government to end the industry's shutdown at the end of the 2-week period. There are concerns even bigger protests could take place on Friday, which is a public holiday in Melbourne, ahead of the AFL Grand Final weekend. 2 COVID-19 vaccination clinics in Melbourne CBD have closed due to staff and patient safety concerns. Premier Daniel Andrews has condemned actions of protesters who spat at health workers at a vaccination hub.
Why would you abuse, why would you, as I'm told, be spitting on people who are doing that sort of work? That's ugly, it's uncalled for. I'm not sure whether those people can be identified, but if they can, it'd be my expectation that Victoria Police would deal with them.
And New South Wales has reported 1,063 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths as the state's outbreak surpasses 50,000 cases. It takes the death toll for the current outbreak to 266. There are over 1,200 COVID-19 patients in New South Wales hospitals, with 233 in intensive care and 112 on ventilators. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has also announced the lockdowns in 2 regional areas will lift at midnight, though stay-at-home orders for the Hilltops area will be extended for another week.
And the other good news that I'm really pleased to be saying today, there's been no more major issues in either Orange or Glen Innes. So both Orange and Glen Innes will come out of the current arrangements, the lockdown arrangements. There'll still be the standard restrictions, of course, the precautionary measures, but they'll be out and back to much more normal life as of midnight tonight.
And Canberra has recorded 16 new coronavirus infections, all of whom were in community while infectious. More than 80% of ACT residents aged 40 and older are fully vaccinated, and nearly a third of the population aged between 16 and 39 are double dosed. Meanwhile, Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk won't commit to a date for people in the state to be able to travel overseas again, but does want cruises to restart next year.
What I'd like to see, and we're going to work on this, is to have a plan where we could perhaps start seeing some Queensland-based small cruises. So we'll be working with the industry to see how we can progress that. I'll put that to National Cabinet as well. That's a great option for Queenslanders who are fully vaccinated to actually trial some smaller cruises up and down the Queensland coast.
And Australia has firmed its commitment to restart international travel once 80% of people aged 16 and above have had 2 coronavirus doses. Despite some state premiers maintaining a hard line on internal borders, the federal government is increasingly adamant overseas travel restrictions will ease when the target is hit. Projections suggest national 80% double dose coverage could be achieved before the end of the year. Health Minister Greg Hunt says it's not about tourism, it's about people and families separated during the pandemic who are struggling to cope.
In terms of international travel, there are children, parents, family members who are overseas that have been separated. There are births and funerals. There are all of the great events of life. The human elements that allow us to connect, That's why it's so important. It's not about international travel. It's about people connecting with their families, their friends, their loved ones. It's about our most basic humanity.
Qantas and Virgin are preparing for more overseas flights to restart in December, with vaccination expected to be a condition for travellers. More than 45,000 Australians are stranded overseas, with a figure rising in recent months due to reduced passenger arrival caps and for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language. Visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.